You can't really accumulate a few of your favourite choices without including something by the Beatles. And I've chosen this song because I remember when it came out, a lot of fellow musicians were saying, hang on, there's a few dodgy chords in there. There's an augmented, or there's a 13th in there. And everyone was sort of studying the thing. It had broken away from the 12-bar blues and the three chords. This song really says it all. The harmonies, Lennon's voice in amongst those harmonies, possesses a real magic that once again makes your neck tingle. And the Beatles were just the greatest songwriters ever.
Nobody will disagree around here, I'm quite sure on that. So it's Dave Bartram of Shiwadi Wadi choosing the tracks. And we were talking about the dozen hits of Shiwadi Wadi. But the thing is, a lot of people have a dozen hits and then things go very quiet for them. But Shiwadi Wadi was always out there working and popular.
Well, we had more than 20 top 40 hits. I mean, it was quite incredible. It was the icing on the cake because when we formed, we were essentially a live band. And built up a huge following as a result. It's just about being out there, isn't it, really? Mm. The hits come, if you've got a big following and people like you and you go on television and to perform your latest single and you cheer them up, they're going to go out and buy your records. It's quite a simple philosophy, really.
And then people kept coming to see your shows. It wasn't as if you had a quiet time. You were always busy.
We were literally on the road solid for, 38 years for myself. It's quite a refreshing change to not have to sit on a motorway at 4 a.m. in the morning, being diverted away, through Bradford or somewhere. But sure, Wadi Wadi was always a very, very hard-working band, and we were always very, very level-headed, kept our feet on the floor, and just loved what we did.
Yeah, well, that showed. That showed. Your next choice is Elbow and One Day Like This.
This band, I bought their first album, Asleep in the Back, I think it was called, many, many moons ago. And there was something prog about them. There was something quite different about them at the time. And when I actually saw them, they looked sort of like a bunch of students. And such a great, evocative band. There was some magic there. And of course, this all came to the fore with their album, The Seldom Seen Kid. But Guy Garvey's voice is also so distinctive. But the songs possess a realism, something old-fashioned about them. It just works. And they, to me, are perhaps one of the best British bands around as we speak.